we're back where we started from. But that means that we know how to get to where we need, to where we're going to. You know, there are victories coming. Okay? And, you know, I want to tell you something. You know, people said that the marches didn't stop anything in Iraq. Didn't stop the war. You know, Fox News, nah, nah, nah. Clear Channel, calling out the thousands, you know, the seven guys who came out to protest for the war. That, you know, they were so addled. Yeah, we're all for the Spanish-American War. Whatever war. But, you know, during Gulf War I, when you basically had no protests, 3 weeks into the war, where we are now, 4 weeks into the war, was an air campaign, an air war, and they had high-level bombing of southern Iraq as people were fleeing Basra. You know, the kids and grandma and the cat and the family, Volkswagen and Fiats, miles of cars incinerated. 100,000 people, according to Norman Schwarzkopf, looks like burnt to death, okay? That didn't happen this time. It didn't happen there because people were in the streets here, and we were watching, see? So that's, it doesn't stop. There, you know, much is accomplished, much is left to be done, right? So I'm marching Saturday. So, you know, join with, get on the website, do something with it. Oh, I forgot to tell you, what about Catherine? So she writes this letter, and CBS, she writes this letter, twisted, maniacal, and just, so we did it. Yes, NAACP caught us, you know. But it wasn't my fault. Everyone else made me do this. Everyone else's fault. The attorney general, the state legislature, and I got a letter from the governor. So I call up Catherine's office. And I don't say this is Mr. Twisted and Maniacal. I just say, I got a letter from the Secretary of State, and she talks about a letter that she got from the governor about the removal of felon voters from the voter rolls, and I'm sure you have that letter somewhere, and I'm sure she wants me to see it so we can talk about it, and could you look for it? I'm quite certain that the letter is dated September 18th, 2000. Could you send that to me? And 10 minutes later in my fax machine, so there it is. And so let me just, Dan, I found it. I got to go back. Let's go back to what our president said 3 weeks ago. And it's the one thing in his talk I completely agree with. When he said, do not fight for a dying regime. It is not worth your life. So thank you. Thanks.